The Summer Escape by Lily Graham and read by Georgia Maguire for Saga Egmont. Prologue. Her hands were like old parchment, brown, mottled and thin. Yet to my 5-year-old eyes they were capable of anything, magic not least among them. Today they were a domestic symphony rolling out the dough. The flour, like fairy dust, sprinkled on the long, flat marble. Her arms were strong and wiry, and as she kneaded, she beguiled me with stories from far away. Stories that conjured wisps of sun-drenched olive groves, plum-coloured wine sipped out of short glasses on cobbled seafront tavernas, honey drizzled over thick, creamy white Greek yoghurt, and wild, pink-tinged peaches warm from the sun.
"You know the story of how you got your name?"
asked Yaya in her heavy Cretan accent. Flour smudged on her soft brown cheek as she peered down at me, a smile edging the corner of her mouth. I grinned my gap-toothed grin, perched on the counter, legs swinging and clutching my latest and most cherished possession, a collection of fairy tales. "You named me, Yaya," I said. My name was collateral damage from my Greek heritage. I was doomed to walk through life with the rather foreign-sounding name of Ariadne.
"Yes, but do you know who I named you after?" asked Yaya, holding up the index finger on her left hand, which curved ever so slightly at the tip, as if she would lift each vowel along with it in her lyrical burr.
I shook my head, espresso eyes wide.
"I named you after one of the most famous princesses of all time, eh? The one who suffered the most," she said, with a sense of pride about the latter. "Unlike these silly princesses from your fairy book."
My mouth formed an O of surprise. My feet paused mid-swing.
"Why do I do this, eh?" she asked.
I shrugged. She was a bit mad. This wasn't exactly news. I loved her anyway, and maybe a little because of it.
"Well, Melimu, the goddess Ariadne suffered most terribly, and it was her bravery and courage, not her beauty, that made her a hero, which I think is what really makes a hero, no?"
I supposed so. I like the idea of the girl being the hero, though. Yaya continued,
"She was the daughter of a king. A mad Cretan king who ordered a young man named Theseus to enter a maze and kill a wild, monstrous beast that had killed many people before. Knowing that this young man was facing certain death, Ariadne helped him escape and they fell in love. Together, they fled the kingdom, Ariadne believing that she had found a love that would last it forever. Only, it wasn't to be."
"Why? What happened?"
"He left her. He left her sleeping in a cave one night, so they say, and he ran away."
I gasped. That was not how the story was supposed to go. What happened to her? Yaya looked at me with her beetle-black eyes.
"Well, there are many different stories, and everyone tells different ones. But for me, the story my own Yaya told me is still the bestie. After Theseus left her, Ariadne sank into despair, barely able to keep going. Feeling sorry for the woman who had sacrificed everything for this man, Dionysus, a god who knew all about suffering, rescued her. Though there are many who would say that in the end, she rescued him too. You see, Melimu, life is never what we think it will be. It's not always like these stories," she said, tapping the green cover, leaving behind a faint film of flour. "It can be filled with joy or misfortune, but mostly it's a mixture, like this dough. A real hero is like the bread, rising after it has been beaten."
Chapter 1. It's not that I hate my job. Hate is a strong word. I don't hate it.